How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
Good, thank you. I'm Renee Busby with the Press Register.
Okay.
Tell me about this experience, what this experience has been like for you.
As far as the air show?
Yes.
Okay. It's been outstanding to support the Air Force and what we do here. It's been a pretty good experience as far as...
William, what's that, ma'am? I'm sorry. Can you start all over? Can you start again?
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
It's been a great experience as far as me. This is my first time ever being involved in an air show. We are here supporting the DOD. Its participation in the Farm Bureau Air Show is in the national security interest of the United States to participate in the air show. I was able to actually meet the Secretary of the Air Force while I was there. It was really interesting speaking with him. It's also interesting in showing off our assets to all the other countries and answering any questions that they may have had.
You're saying interesting showing off all the aircraft that y'all have?
The aircraft that we have on display here, yes, ma'am. It was interesting in explaining to other countries on how we work and what we have to do with the aircraft and stuff like that.
Now, how did you get selected?
I was selected by my commander to kind of head up the event as far as the enlisted side of the house.
And what does that entail? What does that involve?
Setting up basically the aircraft coming in, towing the aircraft, positioning the aircraft where it goes, making sure everything's good to go as far as maintenance and stuff like that for the aircraft for the air show.
And what did, so what's it been like there? Can you just tell me a little bit about your experience there since you've been there?
As the air show, it's pretty much been round the clock as far as distinguished visitors and stuff like that, walking them through, explaining the F-18, the Lakota helicopter, the F-16 fighting our Falcon and the F-15 that we have there. The experience
sorry,
has been...
Can you repeat those three? The F-16 and...
The F-15E
okay.
Strike Eagle, the F-16
okay.
Falcon, the Lakota helicopter,
uh-huh.
and the F-18 Super Hornet.
Okay.
Basically, it's an experience as far as walking around. I learned a lot of things myself as far as the other aircraft because, of course, the F-18 and the Lakota helicopter are from different services, so I had to learn a little bit about those prior to speaking to everybody else about them. So it was interesting.
So were you pretty excited when you found out you were going to be able to go?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I was very excited to be able to show off our assets to everyone else. I'm was happy that I was selected to do this.
Okay. What else can you tell me about the show and as far as your involvement?
Pretty much that entails my involvement, I guess. I was there just to support our aircraft and to walk other people around. I'm not going to be a part of the public air show because I had to get replaced because I had friends and family coming in. So I had to get back to my home station and go pick them up from the airport. So I had to be replaced by somebody else, and that kind of entails most of what we did there.
Okay. And where's your home station?
RAF Lake and Heath. It's about 2 hours north of Farnborough.
Okay, and what's your rank?
Master Sergeant, E7.
E is in Edward 7?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about Mobile and where you went to school, and did you grow up here in Mobile?
I grew up in Mobile, Theodore, Satsuma. I actually graduated from Satsuma High School. My mom currently lives in Fairhope. My brother lives in... in Mobile.
And so your experience there, you were able to meet dignitaries and...
Yes, ma'am. I was able to meet dignitaries. I met the Secretary of the Air Force while he was there. I was able to meet other people from other nations and explain our aircraft. And then I got a taste of how the air show works from the inside instead of going to one. So it was a really good experience.
Okay. And when's the last time you were home?
It's been a little over a year.
So you still come home to Mobile as often as
possible? Yes, ma'am. I come home. My wife is actually married to my wife is a her mother is out in Arizona now, where we used to be stationed. So it's we got to split it in between Arizona and Mobile, since there's a good distance in between those two. So, but yeah, it's been about a year. My mother misses me, but you know, I get back when I can.
Uh huh. Now, did you have any contact with Airbus or anything, or involved in that? Or
No, ma'am. I wasn't involved with it at all. I did speak to somebody from, I guess they had an Alabama booth there.
Uh-huh.
And I spoke to her. I can't remember her name, but she told me about the Airbus contract and everything that Mobile got. And I had actually heard about that just a few days earlier. So I'm excited and happy for Mobile to be able to get that.
Okay. Now, is this something going to the show? Is this something that you've wanted to do before? How do you get selected?
I was asked if I wanted to actually, you know, head it up as far as enlisted. And, you know, I'd never heard of these before. I've never heard of people actually participating in air shows as far as what we do. This is actually brand new to me, so whenever they brought it up, I jumped at it and said, yes, I'd do it, but I can, you know, only do it for a few days, of course, so. But, no, they just asked, and you know, obviously they asked me for a reason, so I, you know, jumped at the opportunity to be able to do it.
Okay. And you may have gone over this before, but can you kind of take me through what you were responsible for doing at the show?
I am the weapons loading flight chief. I manage about 80 personnel within a weapons maintenance flight.
Okay. I'm sorry, within a weapons...
Weapons loading, we're maintenance and loading flight. It's 80 personnel, roughly about 80 personnel.
Okay.
Basically, we take care of the weapons system currently on the F-15E Strike Eagle. We load weapons, troubleshoot weapon systems, remove and replace any kind of equipment that we need to install on the aircraft. For the most part, that's about it.
Okay. And so your responsibility there was showing people how to do that, or?
I manage the people to go out there and do it. I don't actually show them anymore. I'm somewhat a little bit higher in rank as far as that. So I just tell them, you know, I manage the people as far as you're doing this and you're doing that and stuff like that.
Okay. Anything out of the ordinary, anything that you enjoyed doing while you were there, or anything that made you think, wow, this is really neat that I'm here?
As far as the air show?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it was neat that I actually got to meet the Secretary of the Air Force. I was really excited to be able to do that. And then, of course, seeing the other nations' aircraft on display and stuff like that, with the Eurofighter and the Saab aircraft and stuff like that, and then the big 380 Airbus, I believe it was, flying around. So that was really interesting.
And did you know at the time when the Airbus was flying around that about Mobile and the connection?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
So that was exciting to you to watch it because of the connection between Mobile and Airbus.
Well, it was just interesting how it was able to fly. It was almost able to fly like a fighter and stuff like that. So that was what was really interesting. It didn't really have anything to do with the Mobile thing as far as that, but I was still excited that we were able to do that here, you know, of course, for Mobile. So.
Okay. What else would you like to say about the air show and having this experience to do this?
I'm not really sure. I think I pretty much said as much as I could, I guess.
Okay. Are you limited in what you can say?
Oh, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. I mean, I don't think there's anything else to say about the air show. It was a good experience. You know, the most exciting thing for me was meeting the Secretary of the Air Force, like I said, and seeing other nations' fighter aircraft, since I, you know, of course, work on a fighter aircraft. So it was interesting seeing those. Of course, the air show itself, you know, the aircraft flying around, showing off what they could do. It was very interesting.
Okay. And you said you were manning.
Other than that, I mean, there's not much for involvement for me. I mean, we sit there and we speak to the people and answer any questions that people may have. But other than that, there's not much else to it.
Okay. So you didn't actually do any kind of hands-on kind of thing?
Hands-on as in?
I mean, what your major part there was just to answer questions about the aircraft?
Yes, ma'am. That's as far as the air show portion of it. My hands-on was getting the aircraft there and getting it positioned and making sure everything was good to go as far as that. But other than that, there's no really other hands-on for me. I speak to people and answer any questions they may have and stuff like that.
Okay. I just had heard that you were real excited about this, and that's why I was trying to get something. That's why I was trying to elicit some kind of answer that showed how excited you were.
Excited about the interview or excited about the air show?
Excited about the air show.
Oh, I was excited about it. I mean, there's not much else to an air show as far as that. You know, there's a whole bunch of aircraft. It's one of the biggest air shows as far as air shows go. I think it's from what I've heard, is the second biggest air show, international air show, that is. So,
and I guess what I'm trying to ask is, for you to be selected to do this, what does that mean to you?
To be selected to do this?
Uh-huh.
It's an honor. It's an honor that my commander and my chief wanted me to go out there and basically show off our F-15 Strike Eagle to be able to, you know, speak about it and show it off to basically the Secretary of the Air Force who ended up coming. So it was really an honor to be able to do that.
Okay. And how old are you?
I am 35 years old, ma'am.
35. Any fond memories of Mobile or anything you'd like to share about growing up in Mobile?
Nothing really fond, you know, I guess. All my family's there. I love Mobile. It was a rough time as far as me and my family. It was a single mother taking care of two growing boys. So we moved around a lot. So nothing extremely great, but we love Mobile. So.
And you still love Mobile?
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
You get to come home much?
Whenever I can, you know, it's quite expensive to fly back and forth from Europe, so, you know, of course we have to save up the money and stuff like that, but whenever I can, the military lets me go, as whenever I actually have the ability to get there, so.
Okay. Okay. Anything else that I may not have asked you that you want to say, or?
No, I don't think so. Is this going in the actual press register, the
press
newspaper?
Press register, yeah. It'll be online, on AL.com online, and then in the press register itself.
Okay.
And we've got a picture of you, so.
Oh, do
that.
You? That's nice.
Yeah. Okay, nothing else?
Is there anything else you want from me, ma'am?
I can't think of anything else.
Did I answer everything to the best of my ability, I guess?
I think you did. I just wanted to, the main thing was just, you know, show them what it meant to you to be there and to represent the Air Force. And just how you felt about the experience.
Yes, ma'am.
And I think you quite, you gave me my answer, so.
Okay.
If there's nothing else from you, I appreciate you talking to me.
I don't think there is. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All righty.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.